Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hour number two of the Extra Point Show, Joe DiBiase, Zach Jones here on WGR. How about some Thursday tiers? Why not? Hockey edition. I don't think I've done hockey-themed tiers before. It's always football, yeah, quarterbacks, AFC is really where it started. A little off-season edition of some tiers here on the Extra Point Show. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio off today and tomorrow. This is for 2022-23, next season. Where are the Sabres as it stands today for next year? I think we all want to see them make the playoffs, and we would all even expect that they'll be in a race for the playoffs. But is that right? Starting at the bottom, six tiers of Eastern Conference NHL teams for next year. Tier six at the bottom. I don't see it happening. Don't like the cores of the teams. New York Islanders as the bottom. That team has no prospect pool. That team is getting older. That team just fired its coach. I think they're in bad shape. I think they are headed downhill. They had a bad season this year, and I think that is going to become the norm for the New York Islanders. I believe they are in the bottom tier going into next season. I've got Columbus down here in the bottom tier. Columbus, similarly to the Islanders, they're coming off an era of being like this gritty, plucky, bubble playoff team that'll make it, and they'll win a round here and there, and they've got the coach to do it, right? Tortorella and Trotz. But no longer do they have those coaches. And what am I left with? I got Patrick Laine, but he's a restricted free agent, and I'm not convinced he's going to want to stick around there, because listen, nothing against Columbus, historically every star player they've ever had wants to leave, and maybe a lot of that was Torts, but every star player they've ever had has eventually said, I'm done here.
Well, I mean, my brother, who's not really a huge hockey fan, is still considers the Blue Jackets a fake team. and that's like one of the only games he's been to is a Blue Jackets game, and he is still convinced they're not real.
Yeah, so Rick Nash wanted to leave. Panarin wanted to leave. Bobrovsky wanted to leave. Both tested free agency and left. Pierre-Luc Dubois wanted to leave. And there are rumblings that Laine will. So the one guy that you have to build around, I don't even know that you're going to be able to keep him. So, and by the way, the other thing is their goaltending situation. Merzlikins is good. Korpisalo had a down year. He's a free agent. So one of their strengths used to be they have two good young goalies, right? We always talked about the Sabres trading for one of them. They're down to one. They're down to one, which is fine. Blue Jackets in Tier 6. I've also got the Montreal Canadiens in Tier 6. They were in the finals last year. Worst team in hockey this year. Very interesting couple of seasons. And they won the first overall pick, and I like that. Shane Wright. This is a good year to have the first overall pick. It's not a great year to have it. It's not a bad year. Probably somewhere in the middle. He's going to be, I think, a good number one center. He's not going to be McDavid. He's not going to be McKinnon. He's not going to be Matthews. But I think you can win games in the playoffs with Shane Wright if he develops into what he's supposed to as your number one center. So I like that, but they got, in my opinion, the worst contract in hockey on their books. Carey Price, can't rely on him to be in the net right now, and he had one good playoff run. He had a great playoff run, even, that got them to the finals. Everything around that playoff run, the last three regular seasons, this, he has not been the elite goaltender that he once was for 4 years now in a continuous regular season. He has not been that guy. So that contract will inhibit them from doing anything major to turn their team over. Cole Caulfield, they got some nice young pieces, but not enough, in my opinion, to escape Tier 6. That's it, though, for Tier 6. Tier 5. I could see a jump. I wouldn't bet on it compared to other teams on the up, but Ottawa. Ottawa in Tier 5. I don't bet on them making this jump like I think the Sabres and another team that's young and talented will. But they've got some nice young pieces. They're starting to build. Brady Tkachuk is top of the list. He's their captain. He's 22. He's under contract. He's great. Drake Batherson, the guy that Aaron Dell tried to murder in the middle of the regular season. Remember that? He was an all-star. 24. He's under contract. He's really good. Thomas Chabot on the blue line. Super good. 25. Like they've got a nice little trio of young pieces that they're beginning to build around. But they don't have those guys as deep as the Sabres do or as Detroit does. So I think they deserve to be above these teams that are on the way down, like Montreal, Columbus, and the Islanders, but they're not quite to the level of some other teams that are on the way up. So Ottawa, I have on their own in Tier 5. I don't think any of those four teams make the playoffs next year. I don't even think they really are capable. Ottawa, a little bit. But, like, 95% chance in my head that they wouldn't make it. Everyone else, I think floodgates are open. It could happen. Tier 4. I've got the Rangers on Tier 4. They're going to be my Titans for this. Everyone's going to tell me, oh, look at their record. Oh, they're in the second round of the playoffs. And they went to overtime with Carolina in Game 1. I get it. I don't think they're that good. I don't think that they are nearly as good as the season they just had was. They have one strength. Their goaltender. That's it. And it is a strength. He's young, too. But variance in goaltender year to year is a real thing. Henrik Lundqvist is like the only guy that would string 4 or 5 seasons in a row of Vezina-level play in the last 20 years. Everyone else, Luongo had down years. Jonathan Quick, he just had a bounce back season this year. He had 5 years being down. I just mentioned Carey Price. Carey Price has down years. A lot of these guys are up and down. Braden Holtby has a Vezina caliber season, and then he's down at one of the worst starters in the league. It had Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky is up and down. 1 year he's a Vezina candidate. The next year, last year in Florida, hardly a starting goalie. Shesterkin could be different. Same team. He could be different. He could be like Lundqvist, where he puts 5, 6, 7 Vezina caliber seasons together in a row. But the odds are, even if he wins the Vezina this year, which he's going to, and even though he's been the best goaltender in the year this year, the odds of him doing it again next year are not as great as you might think. Just because he did it once does not mean he'll do it again, and history in the last 20 years says he won't do it again. And if that doesn't happen, if he doesn't do it again, the Rangers are terrible. They were 28th in the league in shot attempts, shot attempt percentage. Expected goals for near the bottom of the league. They get run over by Pittsburgh in 7 games, but they get through them because they were down to their third string goaltender and missed Crosby for game 6. I'm not a believer in the Rangers. I think they're on the same level as two other up-and-coming teams. And only because of their goaltender again. Detroit. On Tier 4. I think the Red Wings are legit. I think they are coming. They've had a period of time here where they went from Stanley Cup playoff seasons for, what, 20-something years in a row to they haven't really been relevant in, like, 6 years. I think they're coming back, and I think they're coming back soon. And Yzerman, Steve Yzerman, has led the way. He built the Lightning into what they are now. I believe he is in the midst. He's in the middle of building Detroit into something very similar. And it is led by this. The reason why they're on the same tier as the Sabres for me, spoiler alert, Sabres are going to be in Tier 5 also. Tier 4, excuse me, Tier 4. The reason why I would put Detroit just a slight smidge above the Sabres for next season is the quality of their young core pieces. I trust their potential and I trust their ceiling just a little bit more. I think they're a little bit higher. Moritz Seider is maybe on par with Owen Power for like the number one prospect in each team's organization. Not even prospect, just young player. Seider, 21 years old. He's a rookie of the year finalist. I mean, he was dominant as a rookie. I think he's got franchise defenseman for 15 years written all over him, where every year he's in the Norris conversation. That's how good I think that guy's going to be. The reason why I'd put them a little bit above is their prospect pool is actually ranked higher. Byron Bader, Hockey Prospecting, on Friday came out with his prospect pool rankings. He had Detroit number one in the entire league. The whole league, he had the number one. Their second guy also outranks the Sabres' second guy to me. Power, Seider, pretty similar. I don't know if you want to count Dahlin for this. I'm really not because he's played 4 years. But, like, Jack Quinn versus Lucas Raymond. Quinn could come out next year and show me that I'm on Lucas Raymond's level. But Lucas Raymond, another Calder Trophy finalist, he is already great. 23 goals, 57 points in 82 games in his first season in the NHL at age 20. I think he's legit, and he's already proven it at the NHL level. So because of that, I'd put them slightly above the Sabres. But I think, for the most part, they're on the same level. The Sabres and the Red Wings. Either one, or even both, I think could take massive steps next season and grab playoff spots from aging teams. The Sabres and the Red Wings would be the two teams for me for that. And the Sabres, they're very comparable. It's the same formula as Detroit. They've got a couple of top-level prospects, a couple of top-level young players for the Sabres that would be Power and Quinn and Paterka, and you've got the guys already here that are young, like Dahlin and Thompson, etc., Tuck. The Sabres have it in volume, as does Detroit. That's why I like those two teams over Ottawa. They have it in greater volume. The Sabres, we're trying to figure out how many guys can make their roster for opening day next year. Is there room for J.J. Paterka? I mean, is there room for J.J. Paterka? Think of that question. He was over a point a game in the AHL this year, and he won a job on the Sabres out of training camp. We don't know whether there's a spot for him next year. There probably is, but we don't know. I mean, that goes to show the depth that the Sabres, to me, currently have. And the blue line is going to be the strength of the team. Dahlin, Power, Joki Haru, Samuelson, I should have mentioned a lot earlier here. I mean, he is a revelation. So I am very optimistic about both the Sabres and the Red Wings' ability to leapfrog a couple of teams that were in the playoffs, including the team I put on the same tier as them for next season, the New York Rangers. That's Tier 4, which again is like probably not picking to make the playoffs, but man, I could see it. Tier 3, on the way down, but I'm not ready to write their death certificate yet. Boston. Boston, I think, is the most likely of these three teams to again be great next year. They've got some aged pieces. Bergeron might not even play next year. He sounded to me like he's not. I don't know if anyone else heard his press conference end of season after they lost to Carolina. He did not sound like he's coming back. At least to me, he didn't. But he hasn't confirmed it. He hasn't said it. Give you the typical answer of got talking over with the family. But I don't know. I did not get the sense that he's itching to come back. So imagine that. Either 37-year-old Bergeron is back or no Bergeron at all. Marchand at 35. We're waiting for the floor to drop out on him. The reason why I'm more confident about Boston than some of these other teams is McAvoy is in his prime. Pastrnak is in his prime. Taylor Hall is still in his prime. They've got guys that are still in their primes. It's not everybody's aging out, but a lot of them are. A lot of the important guys are, but not everybody. And then the other reason is Jeremy Swayman. I like Allmark. Allmark is good. Very good. He's been a top 10 5-on-5 goaltender the last 3 years. Swayman could be special. As a rookie, he was awesome. And he really could become a franchise-level goaltender that, not going to give them Rask production, but I don't think they're going into goaltender Siberia here, where that's going to lose them playoff spots. I think they've got goaltender figured out. They've got a franchise defenseman in his prime in McAvoy. They've got a franchise scorer in David Pastrnak. I think they'll get through not having Bergeron and Marchand. But they're tier three. The other teams on tier three, I think of these teams a little bit lower than Boston. Washington, all their guys are going to be back, but they're aged, right? Oshie, 36. Ovechkin, 37. Backstrom is 35, maybe. Carlson, 34. Who is good on Washington in their 20s? Anyone? Tom Wilson? Is he number one? That's not great. Boston, again, they've got McAvoy, and they've got Pastrnak and Swayman and Tom Wilson. I think Ovechkin just had one of the best seasons of his career, honestly. I think they'll hang around. They'll still be a playoff team, but waiting for the shoe to drop. They could be like Chicago. Remember Chicago? They got swept by Nashville in a first round like 5 years ago, and everyone just assumed, oh, Taze, Kane, Keith, they'll be back. Right, they'll be back. Just an off year in the playoffs. They have not been back since. You never know when it's going to be the final time. It could have already happened for Washington. The other team is Pittsburgh in this tier. And I put Pittsburgh here because we just don't even know if the whole team's going to look different. Malkin, Letang, Rust, Rodriguez, the whole roster could look different. The reason I will not put them on tier four, though, that I will not put them that low, is I don't believe Malkin, Rust, Letang leaving has to mean rebuilding. Crosby's 35. I don't think they would do that to him. I think maybe they should. There's a good argument they should retool, rebuild. That's not my guess. My guess is they're going to take the money that it would have cost to keep Malkin, Letang, and Rust, and they're going to go hard for one of these top free agents. They're going to go after Johnny Gaudreau. They're going to go after Philip Forsberg. I think they're going to be aggressive in the offseason to replace Malkin and to replace Letang and maybe to replace Rust. And to me, while that is uncertainty about what they'll be going forward, I have a belief that they're still going to be trying to win. They're still going to try to go all out because they also do not have the prospect pool to replenish if they lose those guys. So their only avenue to replace them and still win while they have Crosby is free agency and to go big in free agency. So that for that reason, I'm putting them on tier three. Tier two. Surefire playoff team. I don't want to go surefire Stanley Cup contender, though, but I'll go surefire playoff team. It would stun me if these teams miss the playoffs. Tier two, Tampa and Toronto. Tampa, because they look a little old. They look a little old. Don't look as fast. Don't look as spry as they have in the past two seasons when they've won the Stanley Cup. And maybe some of that is injury. And having to have Corey Perry and Pat Maroon play bigger minutes than you probably want them to. But Yzerman's been gone for a couple years. And I'm not sure it's a coincidence that as Yzerman's been gone, what was the thing about Tampa? Whenever they'd have injuries, whenever people would leave for more money elsewhere, there was always some new kid, some new prospect that would come through and like, oh, the kind of Pittsburgh-esque. That, oh, he's good. It's like, oh, Alex Killorn has to play in the top six out of the AHL. And, oh, he's really good. And Tyler Johnson was just a long time ago. Oh, look, Tyler Johnson, I guess, is really good. Anthony Cirelli, he's got to play. Oh, he's good out of the farm system. I think that's starting to dry up a little bit because as you've seen this playoffs, when guys go down, when guys can't play the big role anymore, it's not these kids, these unknowns coming through. It's aged guys who are shot like Corey Perry. And that is troublesome. That to me is an example of the pipeline starting to dry up. So because, though, they have the elite talent up top still and one of the best goaltenders in the world in Andrei Vasilevskiy, they have to at least be on Tier 2. So I've got to put them there. Toronto on Tier 2 as well. I think we talked with Mike DiStefano in the last hour. I don't see them making a big blow-up. I can see a splash move. I think Willie Nylander is maybe likely to be traded, if not more than likely to be traded. But I think that's the extent of it. They'll find a way to bring Jack Campbell back, I would guess. Maybe they make... I think Nylander for Chychrun just makes too much sense. The Coyotes and the Leafs making that deal. The Coyotes need... Well, they need fans, first of all. So Nylander will help put butts in seats because he's dynamic and he's skilled and he scores and he puts up 80 points. And the Leafs need Chychrun. Not as flashy, just a good, solid top pair defenseman who is under contract and is in the prime of his career. That trade makes too much sense for me. And I like that trade for the Leafs. If they make that, I'll think highly or higher of them for next year. But kind of like Pittsburgh, there's uncertainty. While I would have faith that they're going to make win-now type moves, there is uncertainty. And that includes in that. Because while I'm saying I think Campbell will be back, if he's not, they're in big trouble in that. Because Peter Mrazek is their only guy under contract, and they waived him last year. Leafs in Tier 2. Surefire playoff team, but I'm not going to go surefire Stanley Cup contender. I've got two teams on Tier 1 as surefire Stanley Cup contenders next year. They will be Stanley Cup contenders. Florida and Carolina. Florida is just too deep, too young, too fast. I think they are at the beginning of their contending window. Barkov, prime of his career. Huberdeau, prime of his career. Reinhardt, prime of his career. Ekblad, prime of his career. Weegar. I can keep going on and on and on. And they've got two goaltenders that could give them great seasons. Bobrovsky did it this year, and Spencer Knight, when drafted, was the best goalie prospect in the world. He might still be. I don't know if you can still qualify him as a prospect, but he eventually is going to take that net over. The same way Vasilevskiy in Tampa once took it over from Ben Bishop. So I like what Florida's done. Their blueprint reminds me a lot of what Tampa did 4 or 5 years ago. I think they're at the beginning of their contending window. And I think Carolina's just too rock solid. Their style, their blue line, that's, to me, the model for the Sabres, is Carolina. I don't think the Sabres can ever be Colorado. Like, they just don't have a McKinnon. They just don't. They don't have a McKinnon. They can't be Edmonton. I'm not sure I want to be Edmonton anyway, but they don't have a McDavid. They don't have a Draisaitl. At least currently, as currently constructed, they don't have that guy. They could be Carolina. Carolina is just, we're just going to throw five great defensemen at you, one after the other. And we're going to take the puck from you, and we're going to make the right pass every single time. And we're going to be off and running the other way. And we've got some good forwards. Like Sebastian Aho is an all-star. He's not a superstar, but he's an all-star. Thompson maybe becomes that. Quinn, Paterka, Krebs. Like, they should have an Aho. When it's all said and done, they should have an Aho. Maybe three. But the blue line is the bigger part of it. Carolina has the right blueprint for their roster. And the one thing that it took them so many years to figure out, they finally got. Goaltending. They were a great team for 4 or 5 years. But goalie would sink them. Now, Freddie Anderson was one of the best goalies in hockey this year. Will he be that again next year? Maybe it's a 50-50 proposition that he gives you that back-to-back. Guess what? The good thing about Carolina is Antti Raanta is also really good. They brought in not one, but two great 5-on-5 goaltenders. And you're seeing it now. Even with Anderson out due to injury, he's been their number one. He's been the better guy this season. Even with him out, Ranta's like, I got this. We're good, guys. I'll stabilize the ship. It's not Louis Domingue coming in. Like, they're good. They are good through the lineup, solid through the lineup. I think they're a Stanley Cup contender because I don't see anything drastic changing in Carolina from this year to next year. The only guy of importance to their lineup that's going to be a free agent, two guys actually, I guess. Vincent Trocheck, so that'll be important. That will be very important for them to re-sign him, their number two center. And then the other one is Nino Niederreiter. $5.25 million. Maybe that's going to be hard for them to re-sign, but I think the core of their team is put together. Aho, Svechnikov, Slavin, Shea, Pesci. Like, they've got the core of their group, and I think they're going to be sticking around for a long time. All right, those are my tiers going into next year. That's where I have the Sabres slotted in. Tier 6, Montreal, the Islanders, the Blue Jackets. Tier 5 on their own, Ottawa. Tier 4 is where I have the Sabres. Kind of in the middle. Rangers, Sabres, Red Wings. Tier 3, Bruins, Penguins, Capitals. Tier 2, Lightning and Maple Leafs. Tier 1, Panthers and Hurricanes. What do you think? Do I have them too low? Do I have them too high? Is that okay? Are we okay with them being on a level with Detroit again next season and even the New York Rangers? Let me know what you think at 803-0550. We will update you on the PGA Championship leaderboard. I'm looking at it right now, and I still see Daly. I still see Daly. So we'll update you on what Tiger's doing. Yes, what John Daly's doing and what Rory McIlroy's doing. Last time I updated you, he was the leader. I'll let you know if that's still the case. And a little on the NBA playoffs I want to talk about before we get out of here as well. Here on the Extra Point Show, Joe DiBiase and Zach Jones on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I was in Miami, actually, when it happened. It was the day before the charity softball event, Michael's charity event. I heard about it, and I'm like, someone told me about it. And then I looked on the internet, and I'm like, wow, this happened in Buffalo. I was, like, my gut was, like, hurting. I'm like, this happened in Buffalo? I feel like I'm safe here. Like you said, I've been here for a couple years. I feel like I'm always safe here when I come back here. And for that to happen, I just felt like, I didn't feel unsafe. I just felt like that's never supposed to happen here, you know, but it can happen anywhere.
That's Bills wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. I mean, that last point, right? It can happen anywhere. I mean, the proof's in the pudding for us this weekend with the shooting on Saturday here in our community, but it's angering that it can happen anywhere, that is the case. Isaiah McKenzie there on the Bills being volunteering and also flowers at the memorial yesterday. A good showing. A lot of Bills, a lot of Sabres and Bandits all showed up. Good job by them. You can check out all of them at WGR550.com. Sal's thoughts, or Sal kind of detailing what happened. Also some more audio at WGR550.com. The PGA leaderboard update. Rory McIlroy still the leader, 4 under par. So far he's figured out how to play in the opening round. He's got back-to-back pars after 4 straight birdies. So McIlroy 4 under. Justin Rose and someone named Davis Riley are at 3 under, 1 shot back. And there is John Daly hanging around. He's probably huffing and puffing to get through it, but there he is, 2 under, 2 shots back, tied for 4th, 3 straight pars following that birdie on 10. He's doing it. I wonder what his odds were compared to Leicester City. Leicester City, if you don't know, Premier League 5 years ago, that is like the biggest long shot to ever win in sports history. They were 5,000 to 1. So, what are we talking? 500 plus 500,000? I think that was a longer shot than Daly was to win the PGA Championship. I'll have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure that's right. Which, does that seem like it could be right, that John Daly would have been 5 times more likely to win this weekend?
Well, I mean, my next question for you is, at what point does John Daly have to go, oh, I can't just have like a fun weekend, I have to start trying now.
He doesn't want to play on Saturday and Sunday.
Like, he probably went out there with some of his buddies, you know, the pants tell a story right there. Like, he's just trying to have fun, and then he hit really good, like, first 4 or 5 holes, and I was like, oh, man.
Yes.
I have to actually participate.
Tiger, by the way, is at 1 under. He was 2 under through 5 and then bogeyed on 15. He started on the back 9, a couple of pars, and he's currently on the fairway on 18. But again, he's still got the front 9 to play. So Tiger in it, playing pretty well so far. Kind of a similar start to what he had at the Masters. Like, pretty good. He's in there. I opened up the leaderboard. I didn't have to scroll down. That's how he started last time, too. Fell apart on the weekend. Ran out of steam. I think this course being a little bit warmer weather is helping him. We'll talk more about that with Brian Koziel tomorrow here on the show, and he'll be on, I think, later with Chopin Bulldog. Tonight is the Celtics and the Heat, game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Did you watch game 1?
Zach? Oh, yeah, I did.
Plus 25 in the third quarter for Miami?
I thought Boston was going to blow them out. I really did. Tatum had 21 in the first half for Boston.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, Miami, I don't even want to say they flipped a switch.
Jimmy Butler flipped a switch.
But Jimmy, he's an interesting superstar, isn't he?
I still don't really want to label him a superstar.
I don't think, like, anybody does.
I get, like, his production is there. But I think most people listening to me right now are not hardcore basketball fans.
No.
How many even know who Jimmy Butler is?
And that's a point, too. He's been traded a number of times. Initially in his career, he was more of just a defensive guy, but he wasn't winning, like, Defensive Player of the Year awards like Rudy Gobert. He just was a first-team All-NBA defense.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, he's putting up 25, 26 points a night, 41 in the playoffs, which I think he's done that, I think, 3 times now in the playoffs already, twice.
Yep.
But I think also Miami was considered, like, a fluky one seed. Like, Phoenix was considered the wagon in the West as a one seed. They were considered the really good team. Miami, they were an afterthought. Everyone was talking Philadelphia, Brooklyn potentially, maybe even Boston. And now Miami just keeps rolling along. Jimmy Butler's putting up points. He's taken over with the fact that Tyler Hero is a terrible playoff player, which
is
disappointing.
I find myself rooting against the Heat.
I do too.
Which is crazy considering the opposing team is Boston.
Well, I think Jeremy White's nailed it on the morning show, too. Boston, if you took the name out, like if it was just the Celtics and you just removed their fans, they're a very fun team.
Oh, yeah. They're young. They're fast. They've got a superstar in Jason Tatum. Like, they are, yes, I agree.
They're a team every era of basketball fans could like to watch.
Yes.
They do all the tough mutter things like rebounds and playing defense. They've got a superstar who's not too loud, but is, you know, can still do the basketball trash talking, which is by far my favorite part of the sport.
I think the other reason why I am tempted to root against the Heat, other than I think the main reason for me, is hating the Miami Heat was my gateway to basketball. That was my entry point. LeBron leaving the Cavaliers, going to the Miami Heat and having that supervillain. I hated the Heat. I was more an anti-Heat fan than I was any fan of anyone. Like, my gateway to that sport was hating and rooting against the Miami Heat. Rooting for the Dallas Mavericks, rooting for the Spurs, rooting for the Thunder, whoever they play in the finals. That's who, that was my team. Whoever played the Heat was my team. And I look at that logo, and I look at those jerseys, and
still
like,
mad.
There's still that little, there's that vibe. It's a little bit with Carolina for me, still with that. Like, the Heat, it's even maybe greater, because the Hurricanes with the Sabres, that's 3 weeks, right? How long's a playoff series? 3 weeks? Two weeks?
That, yeah.
The Heat, that was 4 years. That was 4 years of hate that I poured into that. And I'm not over that. I mean, I guess I am over it, but that feeling still comes up. And also, another reason why I find myself rooting against the Miami Heat, despite the fact they have no superstar, is actually maybe that they don't have any superstar. They're the team that gets a lot of credit for their culture and their coach and their player development and doing things the right way and the locker room and just all that stuff. And you know what? Basketball is the NBA is supposed to be my escape for that.
Because it's so star-driven.
Yes, the NBA is supposed to be the sport where the players have the power, where the stars have the power. It's the player empowerment movement that began in sports, began in the NBA with LeBron James. And I think I miss LeBron James right now. Even if, like him or hate him, he was interesting. And you either rooted for him or you rooted against him. Kobe was the same thing. Kevin Durant was the same thing. We had these superstars that we would gravitate towards. And now there are no more super teams, too. Super teams that were driven by player empowerment. And the players having the power. Not needing to have a great team. Just if you have the individuals that are that talented and that special, it's all you need. There are no super teams right now. And there is a transition in terms of passing the torch. LeBron is 37. Durant is only 33, but that body has been through a torn Achilles, torn calf, knee injuries. That body has been through a lot. And Durant couldn't lift up the rest of his team. He just didn't have the body to do it anymore. LeBron, similarly, the same thing. When everything around him was crumbling, he's no longer, at 37 years old, the king, to where he can lift it all up. So now I have this transition. I have these young stars. I have Luka, who's only 23, but he's already a superstar. I've got Jason Tatum. I've got Trae Young. I've got this next crop. Who am I thinking of from the Timberwolves? Not Carl Anthony.
Oh, Tatum. Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. John Morant. Like, I've got this new wave, but no one's... Devin Booker. No one's really established themselves yet as, like, the guy.
They're all desperately trying, though.
Yes.
I really enjoy that from this group.
But what that's allowed for is a team like the Heat to sneak in here that has no visual appeal to the style they play, no superstar to be interested in, whether, like, root against or root for. They're just kind of there. That's not why I'm an NBA fan. If I want all that stuff, I'll go watch hockey. And I like that about hockey. NBA is where I go to watch. I'm not watching the Warriors tonight. I'm watching Steph Curry. I'm not watching the Lakers tonight. I'm watching LeBron play a playoff game. That doesn't exist for the Miami Heat. And it hardly does even for the Celtics with Tatum. But it does more so. Anyway, so let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up in the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, quick segment wrapping things up here in the Extra Point Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show today, getting some reaction on my Thursday tiers, the 2022-23 NHL Eastern Conference tiers. I have the Sabres in Tier 4. I would say the most blowback I'm getting so far is about the New York Rangers, and I probably expected that. You put a team that's in the second round in Tier 4, two tiers below Toronto, who hasn't won a playoff series in 18 years. I was expecting that a little bit. But I stand by it. I stand by my reasoning. The roster was not that good this year. They were bottom five in every single metric, five on five, you could look at. They were driven by their power play and by a goaltender. And look in the last 20 years. Lundqvist is like the only guy that strings seasons like Shesterkin just had back to back to back. It doesn't happen. Luongo has down years. Fleury has down years. Fleury should have been the first name I mentioned. Fleury has a down year every other year for his whole career. Miller had down years, right? Here, Miller won the Vezina, and then he was pretty good the next year, but then there were down years all over the place. Everyone has them, except like one guy. And I'm open to the possibility Shesterkin is better than that, but I'm not assuming it. I'm not assuming it by any means. All right, that's it for us. We'll have more hockey talk with the this was the Extra Point Show. The Instigators up next. A lot of Battle of Alberta, I'm guessing. A 9-6 hockey game happened last night. So a lot of talk on that and more on the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up next with Marty Baron and Brian Duff and the Extra Point on the Instigators coming up next here in WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.